Welcome to Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH, 105.5 FM, and WGCH.com, anywhere. Today, I am so thrilled to have two gentlemen from the Umbrella Club, which is a very, very special organization in Stamford, Connecticut. I have Scott Kelly, who is the president for the past 3 years of the Umbrella Club, and John Schull, who is the chairman of the golf outing this year and also a member of the Umbrella Club. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Darby.
Thank you.
Good.
Pleasure to be here.
So, well, I'm glad you are here. I would like to start with Scott. As president of the Umbrella Club and a longtime member, 14 years staying in an organization is real, real commitment. What do you want to tell us about the culture, the ethos of the Umbrella Club, and a little of the history, how it got started, and why you have stayed committed to it for so long?
Absolutely. So I can just tell you a quick story. 14 years ago, or probably 15 years ago, I got invited to their golf outing, which at the time used to be in Greenwich, and At the end of it, when you do all the, you know, when everyone's done playing and you're having the dinner and, you know, giving out the prizes for best, you know, longest drives and all that, they introduced a family. And there was at the time, a three-year-old girl who was severely disabled with cerebral palsy and you name it. There's just so many afflictions. And their father had to stay home from work to take care of her like 3 days a week. So the Umbrella Club decided to step in and paid their mortgage for 6 months. And when I heard that, I was blown away. There wasn't a dry eye in the room. And
wow.
He stood up and just, you know, thanked everybody. And I looked back at the people that invited me, because I didn't know much about the club at the time, just a little bit. And I just looked back and I said, look, I want to be part of this. This is a direct connection to people. They actually gave him the money, you know, there, you know, at the event to pay. And it was just, it was moving. I mean, it was changing for my life. And our club is unique that's what we do. We pay direct to people. We don't fund other, you know, indirect organizations. We support other people, you know, groups that have missions similar to ours. But we typically are give the check to the end user, which is the people in Fairfield County whose children are sick and or disabled who have financial hardship. And the financial hardship part, unfortunately, it goes hand in hand a lot with families. When you think about a husband and wife that are working to make ends meet, and suddenly if they have, you know, a child that becomes, you know, very sick, or they're already disabled and they need to get things, you know, walkers and standers and wheelchairs and handicap accessible vans and, you know, do alterations to their house to widen hallways and doorways, et cetera. And, you know, it's tough, and insurance companies aren't always cooperative. You know, they figure, you know, children, they, you know, they grow like anybody else, and suddenly a wheelchair that they granted to them when they were 5 years old are now 8 or 9 years old, and they reapply to get another chair, and the insurance company doesn't see the, you know, the real necessary need for it. That's where we come in, and that's what I love. I love about it.
And how does a family find you, or how do you find a family?
So there's a couple ways to find us. So one thing is we don't advertise. We try to keep our costs down. You're never going to read about us in the Greenwich Times or the Stamford Advocate, unless we're having an event. You know, I might see a picture of us, but we're not, you know, paying for advertising. Word of mouth from past, you know, recipients, from Stamford Hospital, from Yale New Haven, from another organization, which is up in Trumbull, which is St. Vincent Special Needs Services. They are one of our biggest referrers. They have referred countless families and children to us because they get what we do. They know how we do it. There's not a lot of red tape because these families that need our help have been through the ringer, and they, you know, trying to battle insurance companies and paying bills and, you know, maxing out credit cards and pulling money out of their retirement accounts, you name it. And the last thing we want to do is make it a, you know, an uphill battle to get money from us. The hardest part about the Umbrella Club is finding us, and that meaning hearing about us. And people are so surprised when we're handing them a check for $10,000, and they're saying, you know, two weeks ago, I didn't even know who you guys were, and now you're giving me this. So you can go to our website, which is umbrellaclub.org, and fill out an application. It's very simple. It's a one page. It's so simple. We just want to know how you heard about us. Tell us a little bit about your child, what your needs are. And, you know, that's really it. And it goes to a committee called the Good and Welfare Committee, and they will go through it. They'll filter it. They'll call the family or the whoever is, you know, filled out the application and just ask more questions and just, you know, tell us about it. Tell us what you need. Tell us what's going on. And it's really simple. And that's another thing that's great about us. And we're 50 volunteers. We meet the first Wednesday of every month. And our goal is just to raise money. We have three, you know, fundraisers. We have a cash raffle, which is in February. We have a golf outing that's in June. And we have a Endless Summer on the Sound party in September. And that's it. And, you know, it's pretty simple. Just we try to keep our costs down, and we're self-sufficient. We pay our own dues, et cetera. And it's just been great.
That's really very impressive, the approach. So when you say you help children, it's from infancy to how old?
21.
21, wow. That is special. And it's for any resident of Fairfield County is could be accepted into this?
Yes.
Wow. And do you offer it to people who speak English, don't speak English, a wide diversity of people?
Absolutely. We have, you know, usually what will happen is if we get a referral from someone that is, you know, Spanish speaking, they will call us, especially going back to St. Vincent Special Needs Services. They have bilingual, you know, therapists and teachers and, you know, people in the family center there that will help us. They'll usually be the ones that fill out the application, and then they'll get on a phone call and, you know, with the Good and Welfare Committee, who will ask questions and they'll translate. So we are, you know, wide open to everybody that needs it. And it's, you know, it's great. I mean, I'd probably say that it's half and half, where people on the you know, lower end of the income, you know, spectrum, where people that are on Husky, we help out, and but also right in the middle class, people that are, you know, paying their bills, and suddenly something happens and they have to go see a specialist out in, you know, San Diego, and that expense, we can help pay for that. You know, co-pays, deductibles for insurance companies. Everybody's going to these high deductible plans, and they're not going to pay a nickel until you've met $5,000 or $7,500, and we can help with all that too. So it's a wide thing, you know, wide diversity of things that we can help and offer.
So it's catastrophic as well as help, as well as people of a variety of income levels and challenges that they're facing with their children.
That's correct.
Can a person, since you said it's birth to 21, if a person has applied when their child was, let's say, getting ready to enter school, and they had transportation issues, maybe walking, whatever, and you give them help, and then, let's say, 10, 15 years later, the disease has progressed, gotten worse, they need a different kind of help. Can they apply a second time?
Absolutely. One of our mottos is we are not a one-and-done club. We encourage everybody that we give checks to when they're, you know, so happy and, you know, thanking us, we tell them, listen, we know this isn't going to solve everything that you have. This is just a temporary fix, because, you know, you might have these staggering bills or other things that are going on, but maybe this $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is that we're helping you with, we know that you're going to need help in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, come back. And the good thing is, Darby, they do. And we are pleased to see them. And tell you right now, people, you know, are kind of nervous. They don't want to come back because they feel, and so many people say this to us. They always say, well, there's probably other people out there that might need more help than I, so I don't know if I, and especially on the weight coming back, because then they figure we've already given them money, and we don't do it that way. We have enough money, knock on wood, we have never had to turn away a family that qualified, all, you know, sick and or disabled child, financial hardship, Fairfield County, because we didn't have money. So we never have to wait and say, you know, oh, well, come back to us. We're out of funds right now. That will hopefully never happen. And it certainly has never happened in 40 years of the Umbrella Club. So we are, excited to announce that.
So it is a well-funded, very generous group of people in the Umbrella Club that are adept at fundraising to meet the needs of these children and families in Fairfield County.
Yes.
That's really extraordinary. And you mentioned that there were three fundraisers a year. The first, you said a cash, just straight cash?
Cash raffle, yeah. So that started, that was always a car raffle up until a couple years ago. And what happened was, and we figured cash was a little easier because a lot of times, I'd say 8 out of 10 winners of the car raffle didn't want the car. So what happens is we have to buy the car in order to print raffle tickets because we have to take ownership of it. So when they go to the dealer and say, I don't want the car, it's a used car. So we're running into that where the guys or gal is excited to win the car, but they're suddenly, when they get the money, alternative, after the paperwork and taxes are withheld, they feel that it wasn't fair. And we understand. Right. So we said, cash, there is no discrepancy there. Cash is cash. So this last year we had $25,000 first prize, $5,000 second, then we had a $2,500 prize and et cetera, et cetera. We had like six good prizes. So we were excited. It was, we had to do it virtually in February because, things weren't quite open yet with groups, et cetera. Normally it's at the Italian Center in February, second week of February, and there'll be 300 people packed into that room, the big banquet room. And it's a great night. It is just so much fun. The family's there. And that's part of what we love to have is the family, the recipient, they're there. And the people get to come up and talk to them, introduce themselves, and the recipients get to see not only the membership, but they see all the supporters in a room, all caring, shedding tears and just loving that they're helping them. It's a great night. I welcome anybody to come to, that raffle. Our golf is the same. You come to if you don't want to play golf, you can come to the dinner after, and the family will be there. And John will talk about that in a minute, but it's just come, come and join us.
Wonderful. Well, I hear my music playing, which means I need to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to hear all about your wonderful fundraiser, your golf outing. You're listening to Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH, 105.5 FM, and WGCH.com anywhere. Welcome back to Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH, 105.5 FM, and WGCH.com anywhere. So today, I feel greatly blessed, particularly after listening to the first half of the show. Scott Kelly has done just a wonderful job as the president of the Umbrella Club, helping me to understand the wonderful charitable outreach mission of the Umbrella Club to help families and children in financial need during a time of great stress and pressure. And the outreach has just been extraordinary. And we've talked about, and I understand that it's Scott's been there for 14 years in the organization and in the leadership as president for the past 3 years, but the organization is 40 years old, which is just wonderful. We also today have John Schull, who has a very broad experience in Stanford of helping with different nonprofits, certainly the Stanford Youth Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club, the First Down group at Trinity Catholic, and now in the role of chairman of the golf outing, which will be happening very soon. So, John, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Darby.
Yes. It seems like you have a lot of experience with different organizations that are supporting the community. Tell us about the golf outing and what you hope to achieve both in terms of the goal financially and also the fun and enjoyment and raising awareness of the Umbrella Club.
Sure. Thank you. So we're having our 33rd annual golf outing. Unfortunately, last year with COVID, we were we had to postpone last year's outing. And this year we had to take some little unprecedented turns in the way we did our registrations and whatnot because of trying to be safe distancing and whatnot. One of the challenges we did this year was we put most of our registration online, which is great in one respect because it helps us keep a better track of everything that's going on with all the golfers. It also helps us to promote ourselves a little better because we're now using that as a platform to explain and to broaden our reach to people outside of the Stanford community. One of the things that we try to do with the golf outing is obviously make it a very fun day, which golf can be. Obviously, the weather has been very good. We've been very lucky over the years to not have any rainouts. Knock wood. And the day is really filled with the day is really filled with a lot of fun for the guys who come. But the purpose that's here is, you know, it's not so much about the golf itself. It's about what we try to do for the day, which is obviously raise as much funds as we can to support the kids that we help. And for our outing this year, we're hoping that we're going to clear and get over $65,000. If we do a good job with some of the raffle items we have. Our raffle items, we have some pretty amazing asks this year. We have a couple of NFL superstars retired, but they're coming to play with our outing. They're on our board for a raffle, so you can play with a pro, so to speak. That should be fun. We've got other things like a golf ball cannon and, again, other fun activities to make just beyond golf.
Right.
We also, when we're targeting what we're doing for our gift baskets and things that we're trying to raffle off, we raffle off everything from trips to Tuscany and Napa Valley. We also have things like, beautiful jewelry from local jewelers that support us, have been supporting us for years. We have golf paraphernalia.
What kind
we have
of jewels? I'm
beautiful
curious.
Necklaces,
what kind of
earrings. It depends. Sometimes medals. It depends on who we get, what we get in from the people that we go after to help sponsor what we do. So we have a few pieces up there this year. We're hoping to get a few more. We've got a signed autographed football with I think it's 21 or so Heisman Trophy winners all signed the ball. So we've got a couple of fun things that we can put up there for everybody.
That's great. And how big a committee are you working with?
So the way we work at the club is any new member that comes in, we get anywhere between maybe 3 to 5 new members a year as some other members retire or move, we replace them. And so our group kind of grows. So I've right now got 9 to 10 people on my committee. It's quite extensive because there's a lot that goes on between gathering the names of the golfers. Our corporate sponsorships is really where we make all of our money. We kind of break even on the golfers and what we charge them. It's the corporate sponsorships that come to play. They donate several. I think we're over $55,000 in just that that category alone right now in donations.
That's great.
Which is tremendous in this economy.
Yes. Wow. And tell us when and where the golf outing is going to happen.
Sure. It's going to be at Sterling Farms up here on 1249 Newfield Avenue, Stanford. And we're holding that on June 3rd, and we have that this Thursday. It'll be usually around 10 o'clock, 10:30, we start our registration, and then hopefully the golfers are coming in off the playing field at about 4:30, 5 o'clock, followed by a brief happy hour, and then we go into a reception where we have a local MC who comes in and does a live auction for us. So some of those items I was mentioning before, as well as others, are going to be auctioned off live. We also have some that are being auctioned off at a silent auction on our website. And the day will conclude, you know, usually around 7:30, 8 o'clock, everybody having a safe and fun day.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to make more than your projected hope number. It sounds as though everything, I mean, your auction items are outstanding. Napa, Tuscany, jewels, woohoo! So, is it strictly men playing in it, or do you have mixed golf or women foursomes can sign up?
We do have a woman foursome signing up this year. Some of our supporters who have been sponsors have sent some of their foursomes, so it's anybody can play. We're not closed as to who can play, but the good news is, and this is something that's very rare, and especially down this way, is from what I heard, is we're one of the only outings that is fully sold out. So we have 144 golfers, possibly 148 golfers, on the course that day. And what that does is it gives us an opportunity to obviously have more people contribute, as well as see you know, what we do at the end of the day, which is present our recipient for the day.
That's extraordinary. Completely sold out. Wow.
Yeah.
You should be very proud, John, of accomplishing that. That's
we really, are, and it, really a lot great. Of it has to do with our members. Our mm-hmm. members really know how to get out and reach the community that they're in. The new younger ones that are coming in, they're bringing new fresh sponsors to the table. They're bringing new golfers, people who want to be part of what we do. People who see what the good work that we do and want to support us. That's where the good part comes in is really being the brotherhood that we are.
And you said it's sold out. So if someone wants to be generous to the Umbrella Club for the golf outing, they could give an auction item. They could do a sponsorship. Maybe, I don't know, are you doing something with every hole?
Yes.
So how
absolutely.
Would
we have sponsorships
connect
open
with you for that. Mm-hmm. How would
yeah,
someone
so,
be in touch?
We have sponsorships open. We have one called the Clubhouse, which is no golf involved, but you can get signage. And based on the amount of the donation, you know, the signage gets bigger or more of it. We also mm-hmm. put them on our website. They stay up there for the year. And as far as
the sponsorship,
the golf, yeah, we leave them up for till next year.
That's wonderful.
So, you know, we believe in giving back to the people that support us.
Sure.
And that's just one small way that we can do that. So mm-hmm. with those sponsorships, we still have a golf ball sponsor, which is where we provide the golf balls and you put your company logo on it. That sponsorship is still open. And then
and
we
what
have
would that
some
cost?
Smaller, that's
$2,500. Mm-hmm.
And that includes the golf
not
balls.
Not a lot
and then,
for... all those people getting a golf ball. That's excellent.
Right. It would each player would get a sleeve of the golf balls with the logos on it.
Right. No, that's really great for $2,500. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. And then we also have.
Go ahead.
We have one more set where we call it a platinum sponsor, which is where you have a golf hole to yourself, usually it's a par three, where you have all the signage is all yours. So you get a pin flag, you have a big sign at the beginning of the tee box, like a large 2x3 sign. We give you some floor mats, which have your logos on them. And then we promote it so that the person, if they wanted to, for example, if you had swag or if you had giveaways that you wanted to put out there, we'd set a table up there so you can have your wares and give that away. That is also $2,500 for that privilege.
Again, that's very reasonable for what you're giving them in terms of advertising. That's excellent.
Sure.
It sounds as though this has been very well crafted and very well thought out and very much in the spirit of everyone feels win-win.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the biggest win of the day is when we have the recipient come in and sit down with the family and you see the look in the eyes of the golfers that were there for the day knowing this is why they came. And I'm getting a little chill up my back as I say that because I remember last time in 2019, we had two brothers. And I'm sure Scott remembers this when we went to visit them to present them with the check for their van. But two brothers, both afflicted with similar diseases and both of them in dire need of help for all kinds of apparatus for their home and for them getting back and forth to their doctor's appointments and such. And just seeing the two boys there, and you could see when they were smiling, it was just, it was so heartwarming and so felt throughout the room. Hard to see a dry eye in the house.
They had Darby, they had a Toyota 4Runner. You could imagine trying to fit. They also had siblings and, you know, trying to fit into a Toyota 4Runner, two wheelchairs with the parents, with the siblings. We were all trying to, it was like a puzzle, trying to put it in. Our money went to go buy and help finance a handicap accessible van. And to see the pictures of that with the ramp and the whole, the door and everything comes down, and it was unbelievable. It really was.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I want to say a very big thank you to Scott Kelly and John Schull for sharing your enthusiasm and your passion for Umbrella Club and all the good work that they're doing. Check it out on their website, umbrellaclub.org, and do some advertising for the golf outing on June 3rd. Thank you, gentlemen. You've been listening to Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH, 105.5 FM, and WGCH.com anywhere.